At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Folks, understand what you're watching and what we dodged. Remember the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement? I couldn't remember all 12 countries. But it was a trade agreement between us, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam. Total disaster. Basically gave trade authority away. The trade authority you're watching Trump wield right now. And it made us into a European Union-style bloc. It was the ultimate goal of the Bush globalist mentality that we would erase our borders and that we would subsume our national economic interests to whatever Brunei felt like doing that day. I'm sorry, not even Brunei, that's the worst part. An unelected bureaucrat from Brunei. You know, if you're having problems shipping your goods in and out of the country, you call your congress member, he says, well, call Brunei, maybe you can reason with them. Abject, grinding stupidity. We ultimately defeated it, and this audience played a very key role in that. Flipping, the guy whipping it was Mick Mulvaney, and he had to flip his vote by the time you guys beat him down. Trey Gowdy supported it. Tim Scott supported it. It was just total economic destruction. Our founding fathers would have been like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, what we're watching right now would not be possible if that was in effect. Some of the provisions did end up going through. Congress put them through. You're watching Donald Trump flip that right now. These are all new trade deals. Advantage America. We never needed to let cartel-controlled Mexico make our foreign policy. We never needed to let Australia make our foreign policy. The argument at the time is, oh, America will get left behind if we don't give up our trade authority and let others make decisions for us or that their manufacturers benefit because we're too rich anyway. That was the thought, the mentality in Washington. And now look where we are, where we could have always been. I mean, when you have the Prime Minister of France, folks, calling this trade deal total submission of the EU. Quote, the Trump trade deal with the EU was so triumphant for the United States, it was a total act of submission. Quote, it is a dark day, he said, when an alliance of free peoples united to affirm their values and defend their interests resolves to submission. And the irony of that, because that is exactly what Washington, the Bush cabal, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell tried to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which ran under various names, but TPP and TPPA. And now look at all of the people who tried to pass that. Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham was on board. Total silence. You notice they're not saying much about these trade deals. They're not saying anything negative, but they're not saying much. Why? Because they come from that Bush fundraising base. They're not gonna. And so when the French French prime minister says this represented total submission of Europe to Trump, understand that's the opposite of the goal. That is a total loss for the globalists. Absolute decimation. America's going to triumph. That screws up everything. The idea was to mold and meld America, European style, into a big loser conglomerate of nations that would further economically crush us. And then it would be easier to rule internationally, which was the goal of the globalists, of the Bush globalist, which was the goal of Daddy Bush. He first announced it, by the way, the New World Order is what it was called, on 9/11, 1990. I know where he chose that date. Probably coincidence. But it's weird. And it would have had that level of economic destruction long term. And folks, look, we see the EU right now, right? When we were debating all this, when it's 2007, 2008, 2009, we had GDPs almost identical. Us in the European Union, about $13 trillion. Today, they're at $19 trillion. Go look where we are. Go look where we are. We're just head and shoulders above Europe. And that would not have been... We're a $27 trillion economy. I just had to look up what it is. That was 23. I'm sorry. I should do 25. I have to look up what it is because it keeps growing. 29. We're at 29. They're at 19. That was the Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, George Bush plan. And let's not forget, we had to defeat Republicans to get to where we are. Total submission. As admitted by the French foreign minister. I'm sorry, the French prime minister. Here's Howard Lutnick. Trump team helped negotiate this incredible plan with the EU.
Well, remember, the European Union is $20 trillion economy, 450 million people. Fact is, the European Union is the monster deal. President Trump did that deal yesterday. We were all together in Scotland. We got the deal done. So here's how it goes. The European Union is going to pay 15%, and they sell us $600 billion worth of goods. That's $90 billion for America. And they agreed for the first time ever to cut all their tariffs, cut their barriers, and let American businesses and farmers and ranchers and fishermen finally sell into the European Union. Massive market. This is huge for America.
Now, none of this would be happening, right? None of it. Because we wouldn't have the ability to negotiate that deal. Brunei wouldn't like it. Neither would Mexico. Maybe, if Australia objected, we just couldn't do it. That's how dumb that was. And folks, keep in mind, that open border that you saw Joe Biden do, Democrats and Joe Biden had to open that border because the cabal set up by the TPA, Trans-Pacific Partnership, they would have controlled our immigration policy too. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, they would have controlled. So the plan was they were going to open the border. And then Congress would be like, oh, no, we have no control. Oh, I'm sorry. And then so because all of that failed, then the Democrats had to do it. And you've seen the destruction of their party. So, folks, the bullet we dodged came as close as the one that took off part of Trump's ear. So many of these bullets we've dodged in recent years. We are such a lucky, lucky people.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Even ex-MSNBC host Chris Matthews admits the country is moving towards Trump. Refuting recent polls. Ex-MSNBC host Chris Matthews contends President Trump's winning over a majority of Americans despite nationwide polls showing his cratering approval rating. A lot of those are fake. He did have a couple points taken off him. I think Rasmussen's right about this by the Epstein controversy. He did. Bounce back, though. Surprisingly quick. Why? Well, look, there's a lot of things about Trump Americans don't like. We're very, you know, right, moderate right people for the most part. But one thing that is unmistakable, and you watch Trump, you begin to see how everyone before him did not advocate for the American people, didn't do even a tiny bit of what it would take. You can see that in these trade deals. By the way, did you see what Donald Trump is kind of doing here? There's a very interesting thing going on. He announced yesterday, and I really thought with Europe that they would drop their trade barriers on us, and then we'd just drop ours on them, and we'd go 0-0. That's not what happened. They accepted a 15% tariff, and the explanation for that is because they still have some trade barriers in place that are sort of baked into their system that they can't remove very easily, like the VAT tax. And so, and provisions of it that would require, you know, individual countries to make legislative changes. So what they did overall was agree to the 15% tariff. Unbelievable that they would do that. And yet we aren't going to have a tariff going into there. And the idea was, well, we'll use tariffs as a tool to get to 0-0. Now it's looking like Trump's not going to do that.
The president is riding high from a deal with the European Union that imposes a 15% tariff on most European goods. The bloc, meantime, is opening their markets to American imports at 0% while pledging to buy $750 billion in American energy and investing $600 billion more in the U.S. through 2028. Here's what the president envisions for the rest of the world.
He said we're going to set essentially a tariff for the world.
For the world.
What percent will that tariff be?
I would say it'll be somewhere in the 15 to 20% range.
Okay. So what you're looking at here, this is essentially a sales tax. And this is ultimately the way I'd love to fund the federal budget, quite frankly, because it's actually equitable. It's actually fair. It's based on how much you spend, because we pay some of these tariffs. We do. They right now, the sellers from other countries are bearing the bulk of them, but we'll pay some too long term if they stay in place. And I'm actually fine with that if it replaces the federal income tax. Remember how our country ran until this past century. Till the 1900s, it was funded entirely by tariffs. There were a couple of the little sources of income, but it was funded entirely by tariffs. That is how the founders intended the country to be funded. And it's equitable. If you want to pay less in taxes, then buy less stuff. But you still have foreigners bearing the brunt of it, as Europe did. And folks, when you have the biggest, richest, most dynamic economy on earth, they will pay a 15% premium to access it. That protects American businesses. You're going to get, gives them an upper hand. And it's the way the founders intended to run the country. It's the way they set it up. We added the income tax beginning of the last century, which was very stupid. And when you look at what Trump is doing here, what started with Bill Clinton and really George W. Bush, and this has been the cancer, this has been an absolute disaster. This idea, we will let Democrat voters out of paying income taxes until just about the bottom 50% does not pay income taxes. And that is why we have an out of control spending problem, because for about half the country, they just don't care. They're not paying the bills. In fact, most of them are getting transfer payments. They're called tax credits. So tax time's like Christmas for half the country. That's when the money is transferred from those of us who work to those of us who kind of work. You got, three kids, you need diapers, you get a big fat transfer payment. And folks, we've been sending these to illegal immigrants. That's how they're surviving here. We got to get rid of that. And that is why the spending got out of control is people demanded it because, wow, more money for me. Tax time's Christmas. And so with Trump, with what he's doing, when you let 50% out of the tax bill, you got to find a way to take it back out of their pockets. This does that. So, like I said, I wish we could cut taxes more, but we definitely need to cut spending. Spending's a disaster. We're going to get into some of that later on in the show. Donald Trump actually has got a pretty good rescission plan for beginning to cut down what is spent in the budget. So, folks, do you see the mass shooting that happened in New York overnight? Yeah, well, very quickly, the video emerged of the guy going into the building, looking like, by the way, he has not a care in the world. He is just out for a stroll. And you could clearly see one thing about him. I mean, you didn't know anything else, but you could see one thing about him pretty clearly looking at him. He wasn't white. He wasn't white. Here's CNN's coverage.
There were a few things that really stood out there. Among them that they did get, they do know what he looks like. Sunglasses, mustache, male, possibly white. And that they were already able to identify various parts of the building where they think he is right now from 911 calls and also possibly...
Yesterday, possibly white trended over and over and over. Folks, they haven't figured it out yet, have they? The world they used to inhabit where you paint every shooter as a white right-wing shooter, and then the FBI just, has an office inside Twitter and they tamp down any other conversation that might go on, like the truth. They have not figured out that world is over. I mean, the picture of the shooter started trending on X before it hit CNN. We knew he wasn't possibly white, even from a distance. It didn't matter. Why? Because the CNN has to get in that initial hit, white, Trump supporting, white, male. Folks, every one of these shooters is a liberal whack job male. This one will be too. And we end up getting the proof of it. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks. And then and around the time the proof comes out, they stop lying. And like the guy in Minnesota, what were we told? Oh, he's a right winger. He's pro-life, loves Trump. Oh, yeah, he killed these Democrats, because including the speaker of their legislature, because Trump, white. Yeah, then we get his manifesto. He says he killed them and intended to kill the Democrat senators of that state to make way for Tim Walz, the governor, to be a senator who he believed he was working with. He also said he was government trained. In other words, his plan was to advance the Democrat Party. Think the mainstream media followed up with that? No. And so their sheeples still think we are living it through a right-wing white shooting, situation. We haven't had a right-wing shooter in a very long time. No one watching the mainstream media knows that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.